Agenda item. And then we're going to move to agenda item 17, which is public forum. We're going to take now. I have three speaker cards. If there's anyone else, please fill out a card and bring it up here to...
We've got several here.
Okay, to Ms. Hewitt. Thank you. And we will proceed through all these.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't realize we had that many. Wait, some of these are on the irrigated ag, so that's more of the EO.
That's all EO.
Well, they mark public forum, so...
Yeah, but it probably related to that, so let's...
Okay.
Well, some of them are. Do we have an answer?
Oh, let's see. I got an email from Phil.
On this issue?
Yeah, he said he'll get right back to me.
Okay. All right. So I have four cards, Mr. Edwards.
Five.
Okay. We'll start with Gwen Taylor, Keith Weimer, Piper Riley, Bruce Payne, and Jeff Edwards. And those will be our public forum speakers. Okay.
Good morning. My name is Gwen Taylor. I'm a resident of Los Osos, also a resident of the Prohibition Zone. Having stood before a board for the last three executive secretaries or executive officers, Mr. Ken Jones, Mr. William Leonard, and our present executive director, regarding this problem, I am in hopes that this time, since there has already been a seawater intrusion request for action submitted to this board, that this will be taking place. We have seawater intrusion in our wells in Los Osos. This has been going on since the 70s. When this board took over the problem as perceived with nitrates, they focused on that and ignored the necessity to address seawater intrusion. You can take care of nitrate problems in the water systems. You cannot take care of seawater intrusion unless you stop pumping or adjust your pumping. With that having said, it would seem to me that it would be appropriate, as this is a new year, this is now a new chairman, not really, but I would suggest strongly that you vacate all actions that have been placed on the community of Los Osos within the Prohibition Zone and begin on a clean playing field. This would encompass all actions by this board against those residing in the Prohibition Zone. Take this into consideration, since you are already being adequately advised as to the process and the advancement of what is taking place with the sewer project within Los Osos. But the one thing that you must keep into consideration is the water. Water in the whole state is becoming a very scarce item. And I am sure that we all know what happens if we don't have water. Address that in the EIR and make sure that whatever decisions you make as a board, that this is taken into consideration. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Mr. Weimer?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you for allowing us to speak before lunch. My name is Keith Weimer. I'm a member of the Los Osos Sustainability Group. I'm here today to ask your board to address the seawater intrusion issue in the Los Osos Valley Water Basin. Seawater contamination is actually destroying the drinking water supplies of the basin faster than nitrate contamination. Frank Acilio, another Los Osos resident, made a similar request to your board. This is a critical issue that can't wait. Citizens don't want, and I'm sure your board doesn't want, to have a wastewater project go in for $150 to $200 million to improve water quality and then lose the freshwater basin to seawater intrusion. A close review of the Los Osos Valley Water Basin Studies and the draft EIR for the Los Osos Wastewater Project reveals that the proposed reuse disposal element will actually make seawater intrusion worse, lower cause it in the upper aquifer, and cause other problems as well. The project 2B will transport water out of the basin to spray fields, and it's clear that we already don't have the balance correct because about 500 acre feet are being replaced by seawater. So there's already a shortage in our basin of fresh water. I've put together a water management proposal over the last year. I will submit to your board on Monday. And that will fully and safely mitigate for the project in the short term and provide a blueprint for sustainability indefinitely. It is based on three foundational actions of the California Water Plan, emphasizing conservation and demand management. It integrates green and appropriate technologies, including low-impact development. Why not use LID strategically to recharge the basin, reduce project impacts, and stop runoff all at the same time? The plan also supports your efforts to manage nitrate fertilizer contamination in the watershed. I ask you to review the Sustainability Group's draft EIR comments, which explain the problems with the reuse element proposed, and the water plan that I will submit to you, and that you take immediate steps to protect the freshwater basin. I thank you.
May I ask a question?
Thank you for your comments.
Chair, may I ask a question?
Yes.
Mr. Weimer, you referenced comments that were submitted on the county's project.
Yes.
Was that submitted by, I'm sorry, the name of your group again?
Los Osos Sustainability Group.
Did you submit comments under that name?
Yes, we
okay.
did.
Uh-huh. Right.
And I believe they said they'd be posted on the website next week sometime. I think so.
Thank you.
Okay. But I will bring a copy to you on Monday.
Mr. Weimer,
yes.
Is drinking water obtained through the deep water aquifer?
Yes, it is. Uh-huh. That's where most of the seawater intrusion is occurring.
So
And that's where most of the drinking water is being pumped.
Right.
From. Yeah.
And I guess that so somehow you'd have to stop pumping that basin
that,
and bring water, drinking water in?
You know, we have enough water in the basin. You know, we actually have enough if you use a demand management approach and conserve at the level that is doable. I mean, all the studies, and I will cite some of these in the report I show you, shows that we can have a 25% to 33% at least, very reasonably, that much conservation, which would save 1,000 acre feet of pumping. And if we did that, you know, intensively as part of the project up front, it would allow a lot more flexibility in how the, you know, any kind of impacts from the project are mitigated. We need to be able to, you know, curb a certain level of pumping in order to have the option. I mean, if it turns out that the upper aquifer is being overpumped, because remember, we got about 900 acre feet of return septic flows going into the upper aquifer right now. There is 800 acre feet being pumped, and the safe yield is only 1,150 acre feet.
And this is as to the upper aquifer?
Yes, this is the upper aquifer.
Yeah, okay, but are you getting any drinking water from the upper aquifer?
Yes, recently, I think it was Golden State, was approved by CPUC to begin denitrification. And so as I understand it, they are pumping from lower portions of the upper aquifer, and then wherever there is denitrification needed, they're doing that. So that is becoming part of the drinking water supply.
Okay.
But my big concern and what I addressed in the draft EIR comments was that with the impacts of the project and the return flows not then supplying the upper aquifer, there is a very good likelihood with 800 acre feet now being pumped from the upper aquifer that you're going to induce seawater intrusion there, and I explained that in a lot of detail. Okay. We can't afford to have seawater intrusion come in there and also have it in the lower aquifer. It would be catastrophic.
Okay. I get the point. Let's hear from the rest of the speakers, and then we'll
Thank you.
Check in with staff as to what the board's role is in any of this. Piper Riley? Oh, Dr. Hunter?
Mr. Briggs, will you make sure that whatever he submits is distributed to the board?
Sure.
To the full board, not just to staff? Thank you.
And along those lines, being a sustainability group, electronic copy would be best.
Okay, Piper Riley.
Good morning, Board. I'm Piper Riley from Los Osos. I would like to read to you a quote from the State Water Resource Control Board. The sustainability movement has never seen a moment like this. The economic challenges that exist at state and federal levels cannot be denied. But unlike any previous era, leaders at the state and national levels see green programs not as economic distractions, but essential to recovery, end quote. If we are to maintain our resources for generations to come, we must accept that we are part of a whole and must act accordingly and responsibly. Coordination and cooperation are key, and I hope that this can be fostered because we ultimately all want the same thing, and that is a clean and healthy environment. As there is global and not just local crisis over available fresh water, it is imperative that this board sees the need for the LOWWP to be a holistic project, one that incorporates a strong conservation element and supports reuse and not discharge of our cleaned water. Arnold Schwarzenegger passed a drought emergency executive order in which the state will, in cooperation with local water agencies and other water-related organizations, conduct an aggressive water conservation and outreach campaign, implemented additional actions to facilitate drought response, preparedness, and promote water conservation, and which will contribute to achieving long-term reductions in water use. Keith Weimer has written a strong document on conservation and on balancing the basin. I hope that this board will take the time to read it and to consider it. Frank Acilio has formally asked for your assistance with our critical saltwater intrusion issues. I am asking this board to please assist with this matter soon. At this crucial time in our history, both locally and nationally, we are in a unique position to truly make change. Again, coordination and cooperation are certainly going to be key elements to finding holistic solutions, which include a plan for runoff, low-impact development, strong conservation, and ag exchange. The LOWWP must be built in this holistic manner in order to be a success in protecting and maintaining the health of the community's groundwater supply as well as the adjacent protected marine preserve. Solely targeting nitrates will be treating only a symptom instead of focusing on the cure. We would appreciate your help in implementing sustainable solutions, which should begin with Los Osos not installing a conventional system like the one at the CMC. In Los Osos, any spills or leaks will go directly into the protected marine reserve, into the back bay, where it really does not flush out. Thank you very much for my time.
Ms. Riley,
yes.
Is the Board of Supervisors responsive to these issues? Because
no.
they are your elected body.
Yes.
To deal with this, they're
yeah.
spending a lot of time and money on this whole project, mm-hmm. and this is in their purview.
Yes, it is, and I've spent the last 18 months going before the Board of Supervisors on a weekly basis stating our concerns. I have never had any of my questions answered. I've been completely ignored. I have written these all into my comments in the draft EIR, which I'm hoping that they are going to address. I recently read the Fish and Wildlife's response to the draft EIR, and it mirrors a lot of our concerns that were completely ignored by the county. That is why I'm taking my time paying a babysitter, and it is a great effort for us also. It's very nerve-wracking being up here. I would rather not be doing this, but I feel the need to come to other agencies because it is so imperative that we do get a sustainable system, and that's not the direction in which the county is moving.
Okay. Thank you for your comments.
Thank you.
Dr. Hunter.
Thank you, Ms. Riley. You mentioned Frank Acilio has requested assistance from this board.
Yes.
Are you aware that he submitted anything in writing or report
yes.
or what?
Yes, he did submit a request.
To the regional board?
Yes.
Okay.
He did this at the last meeting and looked into what exactly the paperwork and all of the procedures were and did follow through with that. Thank you.
And so I'm hoping, Mr. Briggs, again, if we can have that distributed to the board if it's been received.
Yeah, he came before us and made comments and made a request.
Okay, if anything was submitted in writing, I would appreciate seeing it.
That I don't remember if he gave us something or not, but he did present his issues to us.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mr. Payne.
Good morning. I'm Bruce Payne, resident of Los Osos, CDO recipient number 1000, consecutive number, lot number with number CDO number 19. Just really quickly, I want to state that this whole project is based on fraudulent data from illegal test wells. A few months ago, I showed Jeff Young, Chairman Young, two papers here showing the graph to the test well that tested 52 milligrams per liter 1 month before the ACL hearing. It had an asterisk behind it in the original test, and there were several others, which then said it was a new source of nitrogen. When I got the reports from the laboratory, there was no mention of it. And I called Spencer Harris, and he said, oh, that was ammonia. And so this is the ammonia sheet for the same for the whole period of time that's covered with this chart on this one well. So there's no ammonia on that particular well till October, and then jumped to 0.4, which is the reporting incidence is 0.005 before it's even reportable. But what I really want to talk about is the plan the county's got for us. And as Piper just said, we have questions and they're not answered. What we're running against there is very much the same thing as the three board members we recalled. And we only really needed to recall one to have a majority then. But the point being is, this plan of taking, first off, Montgomery Watson figured $1.4 million to $1.7 million in wet weather of the total output going to a sewage plant. The plan the county has come up with so far has taken 1.4 million gallons to 1.7 million. And sending us back 400,000 gallons a day to Broderson. This means we're losing 1 million gallons a day. At that rate, our lower aquifer will have salt water coming up in that swamp below the cemetery in probably less than a month. We can't have a project that doesn't have recharge. Right now, in place, we have septic leach fields and leach pits safely recharging the upper aquifer to overflowing every day. And as far as the sludge problem goes that you gave a permit to Engle and Gray for hazardous waste, the anaerobic part of a septic tank reduces the solids by 90 to 95%, and they don't need to be pumped every 5 years or every 10 years. I gave you data on April the 28th that said a reasonable minimum would be 12 years.
Can you please wrap it up, Mr. Payne?
Yeah, okay. The point is, since the septic tank doesn't reach its maximum digestive capability until 2.5 to 3 years, you're ruining the efficiency of the tank pumping it every 5 years, and there wouldn't be twice as much sludge in 10 years as there is at 5. And that was proven by that Terry Bounds paper that was 13 pages long that had all kinds of charts proving what septic tank time there was. And you still rattled on about 5 years.
Thank you for your comments, Mr. Payne. Chris Alavy, followed by Jeff Edwards, Richard Marketson, and Julie Tacker.
Yeah. Okay. Chris Alvey, CDO number 1019. Start off here, I have a 10-page document. I only got one copy of that. I was going to run off enough for all of you. And this was given to me by Dr. Tom Ruhr sometime before his death last year. And many of his comments and observations pertain to the current EIR now going through process. And I can think of no other document that contains more condensed, readable material than this one does. I have my usual complaint about the CDOs and the CAOs and all that stuff. No matter what we do to get a fair and honest document there, we have these CDOs sitting in the background being singled out from the rest of the community. Basically, right now as it stands, we have a $25,000 lien on each one of our properties. There's 46 of us. And to make a long story short, we want the enforcement stopped. And not just set aside, just get rid of it, get it out of our hair, and then we can go along with everybody else to get this job done. Okay, CSD. Yeah, on the one hand, we get statements from Dr. Ruhr. I'll just read a couple of them here. The RWQCB has continuously changed their criteria. The major past problem has been their absolute stupidity of rejecting all science and technology developed within the past 25 years. They've been excessively wedded to multinational sewer companies providing sewer systems for cities of 2 million people. These processes are not appropriate for small communities of 20,000 like Los Osos. The 218 vote. The 218 vote must clearly define all the benefits to be gained from adopting the completed proposal to install a sewer. The vote should only be taken once the full costs are disclosed. That didn't happen with us. The final cost must not be exceeded under any circumstances.
Can you wrap it up, Mr. Alvey?
Okay. That's just about it. I would like to, getting back to the CDOs here, Matt Thompson pretty much set that up, and I've yet to be shown the exact method used to select the 46 victims here, whatever you want to call them. And aside from that, these CDOs have to go. They're just too much of a... no matter how fair and open you try to make the process, you've got 46 people facing a firing squad over here.
Thank you for your comments, Mr. Alvey. Jeff Edwards, and I wanted to disclose to the board that I got a phone call from Mr. Edwards at my office the other day. I listened to a little bit of what he had to say. It involved this subject that we're on right now. With sustainability and groundwater intrusion. I recommended that he come to the board at public forum and address the board and state his concerns to the entire board and submit a letter if that's what he wanted to do. So go ahead.
Indeed. Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, board members. My name is Jeff Edwards, and I'll distribute that letter. I apologize for not making a sufficient number of copies for every board member, but there are five, and perhaps you can review them. I will read the letter, and I will send over an electronic version for staff. By way of introduction, my name is Jeff Edwards, and I'm a 30-year resident of Los Osos, engaged primarily in the planning and permitting of new development. I've been a student of the Los Osos Wastewater Project since the passage of Resolution 8313. Los Osos gets all of its potable water from the Los Osos groundwater basin. While under enforcement for nitrates in the upper aquifer from septic discharges, some 30-plus years of overpumping the Paso Robles formation, that's the lower formation, has induced seawater intrusion into our primary drinking water supply. The San Luis Obispo County Wastewater Project draft EIR evaluates four options for wastewater treatment plant locations. Advancing the Tonini site, 4.5 miles from the midtown of Los Osos and outside of our groundwater basin, as the so-called environmentally superior alternative, is irresponsible. All four locations evaluated include the use of spray fields for disposal on the Tonini site. The spray fields are designed to lose about 800 acre feet of treated wastewater per year in a grow and mow scenario. San Luis Obispo County is fast-tracking the project in an attempt to qualify for federal stimulus money. In their haste, the county has discounted the most viable treatment site, Gorby, that includes dry weather disposal potential. They've discounted it in part because of an unwilling seller. And I question, when does an unwilling seller get in the way of the greater good in a major public works project? The Gorby parcel is outlined or shaded in magenta, as you can see in the bottom middle, overlies both the groundwater basin and the creek compartment, and there are attachments in the letter that will further show that. The Gorby parcel includes treated wastewater disposal potential during dry weather by virtue of its proximity to the creek and because it is central to potential agricultural uses immediately nearby in the context of an ag exchange or ag in lieu program. Please urge San Luis Obispo County to perform an environmental co-equal analysis of the Gorby site, specifically investigating its potential for dry weather disposal of treated wastewater. The greatest fear Los Osos faces with the current approach taken by the county is that the abbreviated process will result in an inferior project with continued seawater intrusion implications, only to receive no federal funds.
Can you wrap it up, Mr. Edwards?
Worse yet, this result would likely create a need for imported water to the community, which is both costly and potentially unreliable. Chairman Young, you asked what role does this board have in this connection? Well, the county at present is preparing an application for report of waste discharge to indeed deploy the Tonini spray fields. So your board plays an instrumental role in that consideration as well as the treatment site WDRs. I'm available for questions.
Okay.
If you have any.
All right.
Thank you for your attention.
Thank you for your comments. Mr. Margetson. Last speaker will be Julie Tacker.
Richard Margetson. First, I agree with Chris Albee that the CDOs need to be addressed. They're just hanging over these 46 people or residents that it's unnecessary at this point. But you heard from two members of the sustainability group, and I think you need to review their materials and take them seriously, because right now the assessment for Los Osos in total allows for the county $127 million to build this project. The estimates in the EIR are substantially higher than that. They're banking on the ability of a second 218 to be passed by the vacant property owners in Los Osos. And they have to at some point convince them that they're willing, convince them to be willing to pay the $25,000 that everybody else is paying, but then on top of that, a component of what's needed to address the water issues and the infrastructure issues in Los Osos for build-out. If they don't get that, or those people don't buy into the fact that you know, what's the time frame for me to be able to build on a vacant parcel? If we're in level of severity 3 for water issued by the county, with no end in sight when that will be pulled, with seawater intrusion, no habitat conservation plan, and no mechanism in the project for full build-out capacity for water. That's why Keith and Piper's group came up with this alternative to seriously look at the conservation measures that are needed in Los Osos. Los Osos has always been lacking in a conservation program. Just recently, they went to a tiered rate structure that actually is punitive at higher levels. Golden State is looking at possibly doing that in the future, but you know, we have two water purveyors. One's a for-profit company and one's an enterprise fund. So you have, you know, discrepancies between how they want to handle it. They're currently under an interlocutory stipulated judgment with the county and one other small purveyor in Los Osos to try to address these issues, but it still comes down to funding, the ability to fund these things and get money from those different types of purveyors. It's not like having one purveyor who is in control of the whole water supply for a city. There's some serious issues that are out there at this point that may cause a problem of this project being the project that's in this EIR. They need to be addressed at some point. They're just bringing it to your attention, seeing if there's something you can do on your end. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Ms. Tacker?
Good afternoon. I am Julie Tacker. I'm the former director of the Los Osos Community Services District. Listening into your discussion a little earlier, it sounds to me, and I would encourage your board to have a lesson on just how the basins work in Los Osos, how they're being pumped. And ideally, I would say Rob Miller from the Wallace Group, who was the Los Osos Community Services District engineer, could probably give you a very, very good lesson on how the basin works. There is some limited pumping going on in the upper aquifer. The Los Osos Community Services District just recently constructed a blending station where they're using lower aquifer water, which is the pristine waters of the basin, with some of the upper aquifer water that is low in nitrates. The purveyors have all gone in on some funding to do some further study of the creek compartment and of the upper aquifer and its safe basin yield. And I think the results of those studies certainly should have been incorporated in the draft EIR that the county has put out. The county's EIR analyzes 4 locations for a treatment site, 2 collection systems, but only 1 disposal system. No matter how you slice it, the project will still have the same disposal. And that disposal is what is of concern, and you heard it over and over here, is these spray fields and the idea of throwing water away outside of our basin, giving it no ability to recharge the basin, setting us up for possibly importation. Importation is estimated to be between $20 and $36 million, depending on its availability from the state or Nacimiento. Your agency has the WDR's waste discharge orders ahead of it. If you don't get in the way of this project, I will, and others in this room will. So I would ask that you ask your staff to ask the county to go thoroughly through the methodology on their project. That has been the Achilles heel of every project before this, is where the water goes at the end of the cycle. And we need to be reintroducing it into our basin. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to stick around.
Thank you for your comments. Okay, final speaker, Mr. Dugan. You're slipping in under the wire. No more public comment after this.
Dave Dugan, Los Osos. I'm going to speak towards process and firm and fair and consistent enforcement actions. I have these are being handed out as a staff report from a meeting of May 14, 2004, in which This board rescinds WDRs for five residents of Los Osos who have like or similar discharges in the prohibition zone. And this is just a staff report. But I want to, first of all, say, had the current CDOs that are being litigated at this time had the languages that the CDOs that were issued under, you probably would have had less people contesting them. These CDOs that were issued were not contested and were passed under the consent calendar. That's how easy it was. And I want to point out on page 2, 1 and 3 are the proposed orders for the CDOs, and they're way less draconian than the ones of the current CDOs for the Los Osos CDOs. And again, I do believe if they'd been like these, you would have been able to issue even more less contested. But there's a number 2 on page 2 I want you to look at. During the past few years, it says, annual fees associated with waste discharge requirements have increased from $200 to $872 per facility. There was a lot being said about the people of the prohibition zone realizing an economic benefit because they weren't paying for a wastewater treatment facility. But I'll let you know right here, this paragraph actually says the staff, the enforcement, and this board agrees that these people shouldn't have to pay $875 a year for a waste discharge requirement. So you actually allowed them to have an economic benefit of $875 a year by rescinding their waste discharge requirement. And so where is the fairness in that? Where is the consistency in that? I would just like to point out that had these been known to me and several others at the time that you issued those CDOs to the current CDOs, this would have been part of the record as far as being brought forward. And I believe several people would have said, I'll take this instead of the settlement. I won't fight the CDOs if you issue me this. So I would ask you to reconsider rescinding the current CDOs, or at least change the conditions, and you may find less rancor in the community over your decision-making that you had so far. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for your comments, Mr. Dugan. What I'd like to do is just wrap this up very quickly, and then we can move to the tabled agenda item. one thing that comes to mind with Los Osos and their project, and with everything that I've heard, is that we've had this saltwater intrusion problem, which is a water quality issue that we are concerned about, and we don't really have time right now to get into this at all, and for the board to get educated and to be refreshed as to what we've probably been told, you know, in the past on it. I would suggest, and I'd like the board to weigh in if they agree or disagree with this, but perhaps we should have a kind of a status report from staff so that we can get an idea as to the water quality impacts to the drinking water supplies of Los Osos and what is being done or proposed to correct those. Correct those threats and the current impacts, and maybe if it's appropriate, invite the county, you know, to educate us as to, you know, how they're dovetailing into this as a solution, if they are, so we can get a sense for, you know, what we can be involved in. I know some of these things, these issues in terms of maybe sustainability, are not really in our purview at all. But, you know, water conservation measures, although we don't order them on water suppliers, I mean, I would like to know what the status is of the enforcement decrees that are in effect, you know, whether we're, you know, there is a real effort being made to try to address the groundwater impacts, whether water conservation is going to do anything.
What was your last sentence about? Was it enforcement of what?
Enforcement of water conservation measures.
Oh.
I think the...
are they going to institute?
What's that?
Well, I think the question is, are they going to institute...
Are they going to institute them? Are they
right.
Yeah.
Water
yeah.
conservation
yeah.
measures.
Yeah. And is that, you know, how much of that, if they do institute it, is really going to have an effect on improving the water basin? And what is our role in terms of protecting the groundwater supply? So I mean, that's what comes to my mind when I hear this. And I know that the plant and what the county is doing, by and large, is not really, it's not under our control. They have to meet their discharge requirements. And that's, you know, pretty straightforward. But there is an opportunity for what they do to address the groundwater contamination, you know, from seawater intrusion. So, I don't know, maybe Ms. Marks has already educated the board on this, you know, in the past, and I apologize if I've forgotten everything, but maybe that would be a way we can kind of bring this right now to a closure, but set the stage for something a little more comprehensive.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
The county, we just submitted comments by January 30th, I think it was, on the draft environmental impact report for the wastewater project, as did everybody else. And I forwarded those to you as well as every other copy of comments that we received, which I think were maybe four other sets of comments. And Harvey, I'm wondering if you recall what the county's timing is as far as finalizing that environmental impact report. And what I was thinking is that that might be an opportune time to ask the county to come to the board meeting and tell us where they are with the environmental impact report, because the nature of environmental impact report is to look at the impacts of the wastewater treatment, but that would include how it affects a lot of these issues that people have been bringing up today. So that might be the opportune time to ask the county to come and discuss that.
I was just looking for Dave Licaro because he's got more of these details on top of his head than I do. I don't know exactly when they plan to finalize the EIR. They need to respond to all the comments in writing as part of that process. But there's also several other things going on that it would be good to hear from the county on, including the community survey, the bids, or request for bids for the project, which are going to be going out soon also, and the permitting process, and an update on their finances. So, yeah, I think it would be useful. We could do that at the May meeting, have them come in.
Are we here in San Luis in May?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Dr. May Hunter? 8th.
That would be May 8th.
Yes.
Yeah, I appreciate your interest in thinking about how we can get a status report scheduled for the board. And I agree that there probably is some new information, regardless if we've seen over time a lot of information has come to us about Los Osos. But I do understand that specifically to the groundwater issue, more details have come forward through surveys and studies. I think that the level 3 severity occurred about a year and a half ago, and that triggered a lot more focus, both by the county acknowledging that the basin was in overdraft. So that would be very helpful, and I would like to suggest that Julie Tacker's mention of Rob Miller, that we make sure that we include him. Again, he's been involved all along and has a very strong and firm understanding of what the problems really are. I think the question that I have, that I don't know what authority we have and haven't given this any thought, or looked into it myself, but I would have questions about our oversight in discharging outside the basin. I don't know if that's something that comes up under our consideration of protecting the groundwater basin, groundwater supply. If it's strictly water quality, or are we also, are we in a position to consider egg exchange or other ways of maintaining groundwater balance between these different aquifers? So that would be a question I would like to see addressed.
Mr. Edwards, quickly, I'll give you 2 seconds because your hand is flailing and it's
making
you
nervous. Thank you,
Mr.
Chairman. I apologize.
Go ahead.
I realize public comment is closed. I wanted to bring this to your attention. The final environmental impact report will be done by the end of March. In April, the entire 2 regular planning commission sessions in April will be hearing this matter. So your board's further consideration in March would be preferred. Thank you.
Well, we're going to be in Salinas then, but I don't know if there's... Is there time? We have a 2-day meeting already in Salinas.
Well, and then, you know, there's Hall in the county up there, too. I think it makes a lot more sense to have a local meeting.
Oh, I do, too. And we have nothing in April, right? There's no board meeting in April.
No.
Yeah. Mr. Thomas.
I just want to remind the board that it's a request to the county to make a presentation. It's not an order.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what's your sense?
I'm not clear. The problem is that the timing of the county's decision.
It appears from what Mr. Edwards is telling us, it's much shorter. It wouldn't, you know, allow maybe enough input if we wait until May.
Correct.
Into the process. So,
Mr. Chair, remind you that it is the county's decision, and all of these folks have had an opportunity to provide those comments. The county has to respond to all those comments in writing and then make their decision. So it's not as if this is some kind of new concern that the county won't know about unless we invite them to our meeting.
Right.
So the issues are out there, and it's up to the county to decide after they've received all the information. And the EIR is not a decision-making document. It's an informative document but then it's up to the county to make a selection of the other project alternative.
When would the county be making that selection? When would that take place?
That I don't know.
Can I add?
Dr. Hunter?
Yeah, just in terms of the decision-making that follows the final EIR, I mean, the supervisors will take into account not only the science and the facts that are presented through the CEQA document, but they will also consider the broader set of circumstances that the community presents in the form of comments even at that point. So their final decision could incorporate information and any issues related to the groundwater basin authority that we have. We would want to make sure that we've clearly conveyed that information. So, you know, that decision-making point takes a broader set of issues.
Right. That's why I was saying the CEQA document does not make a decision for the county. The county considers the CEQA document.
I haven't reviewed staff comments. Did we address seawater intrusion and issues with the groundwater basin more broadly as they've been discussed here today?
I don't think we covered those.
Yeah, I didn't see them myself when I kind of perused the letter. You know, perhaps we can do this. Do we have room on our agenda for March to just ask the county to come to Salinas? We won't ask them to address the other issues about the public survey and other items, but maybe we can just focus on the protection of the groundwater basin and the drinking water supplies. That really is my sole focus with this. is that we do have a water quality impact. It's longstanding. And the project may or may not be in a position to help with that problem. I don't know that it is. I don't know that it isn't. But I can't make a decision or even, you know, suggest comments, further comments to their EIR unless I hear more information.
Mm-hmm.
So would that be appropriate, Francis? If we just have a, you know, kind of a status report so the board can...
Yeah, a status report is fine. I mean, the time for commenting on the CEQA document, I think, is passed.
Right.
But if you want to have a status report and ask questions of them, that will lead to helping you adopt waste discharge requirements that are appropriate. But a lot of the things that have been raised are not within your jurisdiction, so you can only make comments.
Well, and I think staff should, you know, point that out so not only the board knows what is, but also that the public understands what is and what isn't.
But well, surely the saltwater intrusion would be an issue.
That's right.
That's water quality issue.
That's a water quality issue. So what is our authority to, you know, get involved with protecting and preventing saltwater intrusion? That's the rhetorical question for staff, okay? That's all. Do you think we have time in March to get this in?
It's a pretty full agenda, and if we did schedule for March, first of all, as Mr. Thomas points out, so it would be a request to the county.
Right.
And also, I think to make it more manageable, we should probably make it a time certain so the county would be able to plan accordingly.
Okay. Well, let's see if we can make it work out. I think that'd be a good idea. Okay. Any other comments from the board or our staff on this, and then we're done with this. We'll go back to the tabled item, see if we can't get that resolved quickly. Dr. Hunter?
Just one last comment. If we receive any other written copies of written comments submitted to the county on the EIR, if we receive other copies, will we continue to see those distributed as they're received? I know some, we received a set already of four different organizations, so if others submit to us, I would hope we see those distributed fully to the board.
Yeah, I've submitted all the comments that I've seen, even though I think in one case they didn't ask to be forwarded to you. So.
Yes, right. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. We're done with public forum. Are we able, do we have a...